We are visiting today with some folks who represent the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. They've put together a very interesting way to get kids a little bit interested in getting maybe a little bit closer to God. We're going to talk with Amber Johnson and some of her friends here today. Amber is the director of an interesting ministry. Amber, I'll let you tell folks a little bit about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. The ministry is a Christian-based program, and that is something that the Trinity Lutheran Church has decided to do over just the last couple of years. The mission for it is to build up Sunday school numbers. At Caraway Street, the background is a gentleman and his wife, Ron and Chris Solomon from Texas. They have put together this program. It's basically like Sesame Street, a spinoff. It's a Christian spinoff of Sesame Street, and they have basically taken it nationwide. And then Trinity has purchased all of the ministry information programming in order to bring it to life here at the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you have a blueprint to work with, but you make it your own. You have a lot of puppets that you've come up with here, a lot of characters that have been developed by folks here, and they've put their own spin on all these things. And it's really helped bring in a lot of youngsters. You were telling me earlier how it's grown, the classes that you have now on Sundays.
Yeah, the numbers, we originally started out with 5 kids in Sunday school, and since we've taken this on as a mission in our church, we've probably about 25 to 30 kids now that come every Sunday, just about every Sunday, and they sit and enjoy listening to the puppets talk about different topics that happen throughout our lives.
I guess it takes probably a little bit more preparation each Sunday than if you were just sitting down with a book and trying to give a Sunday school lesson to the youngsters. How much time do you folks put into this?
I put in, probably about 4 or 5 hours a week, maybe. I have to put together the scripts. I have the scripts, and then I have to tailor it to meet the folks that are performing each week. There's about 7 performers each 2 Sundays in a row, and there's 2 groups. There's 2 casts that take turns performing. I also have to come into the church ahead of time and get the props put together, which might be clothing items, costumes that they might have to wear, or purses, posters together in case there's literature that they have to read or talk about, different scripture lessons. And so probably a good 4 to 5 hours, maybe. I also put together a PowerPoint that they put together so that all the performers are able to just read it off of the screen. They don't have to memorize any lines.
Is it safe to say that this is a project that's kind of consumed the church? When you take a look around here, you've even taken walls out in some places so you can fit this elaborate, this nice staging that you have here. You've got so many people involved in this. It's kind of consumed everyone.
The Trinity has definitely shared all of their talents. A lot of people have come out of their comfort zones and showed what they're comfortable or willing to do. I have people that are my construction people. They like to make things out of wood. I had a gentleman who made a telephone booth out of wood and a magic box out of wood. And I also have people who are seamstresses who makes the puppets or any type of costumes that need to be made. People that are willing to change their voices and become another character.
Well, the puppets are the real key to the whole thing, too. They're the performers. They're the ones that are conveying the message. How did you get folks to volunteer to step up and be a part of that?
That was just lots of praying, and God probably helped a lot. that was just a lot of the previous pastor. He was the one who had a list. I didn't have to do a whole lot of that. Since I was new to the community, I really didn't know people very well. So I just really, I tucked a few people under my arms and said, these are the characters that I need. These are the personalities. What do you know? Who do you know? We go talk to somebody about that. You know, maybe ask them if they might be interested in helping out and saying a few lines in a scene. You only have one Sunday a month. That's pretty much the criteria.
Do you want to name some of the names of some of the folks who've been willing to step up?
Well, I have Gary Stepmel. He has kind of stepped up. He's one of my puppeteers. He also plays another character role. He gets to play Max the taxi driver. He also plays two puppets. He's got the Worm and Alexander the Worm, and he's also got Egbert, the little boy puppet. I have Lucinda, or excuse me, not Lucinda, Liz. I get the puppet names and their real names mixed up. I have Liz, Liz Munyon, and she takes two puppets. She performs the two puppets, Lucinda the puppet, and also the bird. I also have an older couple who play Mr. and Mrs. Garcia. Their real names are Jerry and Joyce Mez, and they have embraced. They actually winter and or they go to Cancun for a month, and this time around they came back with new costume attire to go with their character. And that's really nice of them to do that. I also have Dawn Harder. She plays a puppet named Trunella, and she also just started a new role with Xenotonia, and she is a futuristic teacher. And her son, Cole Harder, he plays a puppet named Everett. We have Dwayne Carroll. He runs a puppet named Cosgrove, and he's just recently taking on a new role with the puppet Leonardo that goes with the futuristic teacher. He also plays our Captain Good Guy, our superhero that uses the telephone booth that we have. We also have Janice Schroeder. She plays a puppet named Penelope. We have Preston Scott. He plays a puppet named Rudy. We also have Dustin DeJong. He plays a puppet named Jeremy, and he is also our magician named Dr. Magical. And he has an assistant. Her name is Mama. Her real name is Lane Munyon, and her role is a mute assistant. She doesn't have any speaking parts, but she gets to play Havana. We have Delaney Carroll, and she runs a puppet named Gertrude, and she also plays a character named Myrtle Smirch. She's a telephone operator. And we just recently, Judy Williams, she just joined our group being Eunice. She is running the cash register for the grocery store here at the store. I also need to mention Lynette Langer, and she is running our puppet named Mildred, and she's also been helping out with a lot of our sewing and painting and other creative pieces.
Well, we're fortunate enough today to have a couple of the characters with us here, too. And your name is?
Hi, my name is Lucinda.
And who's Lucinda?
Well, I'm 8 years old, and I love playing with my hair and playing with dolls. Oh, and my best friend, Gertrude. We love baking cookies together.
Lucinda, do you have certain core values? What do you teach the youngsters when you're performing for them?
Well, some of the different things that I like teaching the other kids is teaching each other how to love each other, and we always teach them the right things from the wrong things, because you don't ever want to do the wrong things. You always want to do good things, and you want to always turn to God whenever you need help. And so those are the most important ones that we've taught.
Egbert, how about you? What's Egbert all about?
Egbert, he's just a nerd. He just knows everything and kind of lets everybody else know that he knows it. And he gets in trouble a lot of times and always has to work out of problems and things like that.
But yet Egbert still has lots of friends.
Yeah, he does. He really likes Rudy. Him and Rudy get along. Even though they fight sometimes, they have a good time together, and they always make up at the end.
Do you have a favorite adventure that you've been able to be a part of?
Well, I know in one of the scenes where we were teaching about love, me and Rudy got in a great big fight. I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out fight. We bit each other and hit each other, and we were finally taught that that isn't the way to handle things. We just got to be good to each other and work things through. And in the end, you know, we just got to be better people.
Sounds like there's obviously always a message that you try to circle back around to, Amber. And is that the hard part about writing for these, is to make sure that you're always zeroing in on a certain message?
Well, I don't have to take the credit for writing them. All of the scripts come to me, and I just have to transform their names and and make it work for our group. There's also Bible verses that they try to teach to the kids. We've also been learning the books of the Bible from the Old Testament. A lot of the kids have been wowing us with knowing them by heart, and how they're able to remember all of them is incredible. I mean, I don't know very many adults that could probably rattle off the Old Testament. I know that we oftentimes have the cheat sheet in the back so that we can make sure we're teaching the right information. We also try to make sure that we put messages up so that it carries over from week to week. We've also been teaching the Lord's Prayer. That's not really part of Caraway Street, but we've tailored it so that it fits in with what we want to teach the kids.
And the walls literally are coming down in here, but the walls are coming down everywhere too, literally, because you get an opportunity to take this on the road once in a while too. You're getting some requests from folks to stop in and perform for some of their youngsters too.
About a year ago, we started traveling pretty much monthly there for a while up until summer came, and then we got all busy. But I'm going to turn this over to Egbert.
Okay, we've been to Lutheran Church in Logan, Iowa. We've been to United Church here in Avoca, Peace United in Walnut, and we've been to Jacksonville twice.
Do you anticipate this being more of a traveling show as you continue on?
I think we've all been curious to see where it will take us. We feel pretty comfortable with doing this here at Sunday school, and then we just feel like we could probably do more. One of the missions for just within Trinity is we've been trying to share our love and do more ministry outside of Trinity. And I feel like when we talk about that at church, that when we do that a lot, or at least within those that are involved with Caraway Street, we're always on the road, it seems like. We would like to be able to go to like the nursing homes and kind of do short little segments there. We actually have never done that yet, but those are kind of some hopes that we have.
I guess you'll go where God tells you to go.
I guess.
Wherever folks find the need, you guys will probably look at being there too. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Well, Amber Johnson, Lucinda, Egbert, thank you guys for very much for being part of our little visit here today. We wish you the best down the road.